Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, all right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
What's going on, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the day game, man?
What's going on?
I don't know, man. We got a good show, man. Why don't you give me your information real quick, brother?
Yeah, so guys, remember, make sure you check me out at badboymembership.com. That is the site where you get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and guys. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
You got badboymembership.com. Make it happen.
All right, no doubt. And also, guys, y'all can go to www.themanmindset.com. Guys, we are in the last week of the birthday package where you get discounts on all products. And then we're going to be moving into the Halloween game, getting y'all prepared to pick up women on the week of Halloween. So make sure y'all check that out. And don't forget to check us out also today at 3 o'clock East, where Rosebud's gonna come in, and then we got a show at 7 East. So I got a full plate with me this week, today. But anyway, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Come on in. But Locario, I was reading your Facebook page. Man, when are they gonna learn, man?
I don't know, man. It's crazy, man. Something's up in the air with these dudes, man. Let me see if I can find.
Yes, please.
Do you
please.
Have the thing I wrote? Hold on.
I commented, but yeah. So
I'm find it. Hold on, I'm gonna try to find it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man. Jeez.
So I can read what I said on that shit. Hold on.
Yeah, man. I can't.
Because it's crazy. Because basically, and where's this shit at? Hold on, let me see if I can find this shit real quick.
Yeah.
Why can I not find this right now? Damn it. But basically, I'll just give the gist of it. Basically, what I was saying on the post was that, you know, I had this dude I was talking to, and we were having a conversation. He was saying that, you know, he feels like in order to get women, you need, you know, a lot of money, a lot of cars. But then what happened was, as we got to the conversation, I realized that I had like 10 times more women than him, and I've never had a car. Ever. I don't even know how to drive. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, like, you know, most of my life, I hardly had any money. So,
right.
You know, a lot of dudes, they think they need these things. And this is why I be trying to tell dudes, and I freaking, you know, hammer this point all the way, where it's like, guys think, oh, it's all about money. As soon as I get my money up, I'm going to get the girl. Or I got to get a fancy car. I got to get just jewelry, whatever it is. And I'm like, you don't need any of that. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, all you need to understand is how to be attractive to women. And this is what we teach you guys. You see what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. You know. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's, yeah, because like I said, I never had money, and I used to ride two buses. Hell, I even worked a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese, a Kid's Kingdom, mm-hmm. making $4.35 with a raise an hour back then. So, and I was pulling all kind of bitches. So, yeah, absolutely. But that, right. unfortunately, for a lot of guys, that's like you and I going up to a surgeon and trying to tell him how to operate. I mean, it's
right,
just.
Right.
It just doesn't. It really just doesn't make any sense where you don't know women, but you assume through your thought process. And the problem is, Miss Lucario, is their thinking. They're mm-hmm. thinking. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm not saying not to think, but I always say if you're a beta and you ask yourself any type of alpha or woman question, what kind of answer you're going to get? You're going to get the level that you are on. You can't
right,
think
right.
beyond. Yeah, so that's just what it is. But we got emails to read, and if y'all want to call in, y'all can. But Mr. Lucario, who wants to go first? You or I, sir?
You can go first.
All right, let me go and get. Let me go first. All right, first one is that it says here. It says my ex girlfriend and I recently reconnected. Excuse me. We message each other over and over again and flirt occasionally, kind of like the time we did when we got together. Cut the story short, we agreed to try to go out again. We're going out for a week now, and I'm pretty excited to meet her again, but really nervous too. I don't understand why I feel this way. We've been together before, and I don't know why I feel this way. It still feels like the first time, LOL. Everything seems to be foreign to me again. Do you have any tips about going on dates with ex-girlfriends?
So he's asking, what was the question?
Okay, he reconnected with his ex-girlfriend. They're going out, and he's really nervous because he feels like it's the first time again. Yeah. So what kind of tips could we give him to help him on his date with his ex-girlfriend?
Man, dude, just listen, man. The only reason why he's nervous is because, you know, he's scared that he's going to fuck shit up again. You know what I'm saying? That's usually what it is. But, you know, just like anything, just like any other situation you would be with, you know, your girl, just make sure you maintain the situation. That's really all it's about. Like, you know, the thing is that, you know, if you're always nervous or thinking about, you know, or you're second guessing yourself, you understand what I'm saying? And also, I want to know how long they've been together before they broke up. You feel what I'm saying? I want to know why they broke up. It's all these different things that matter. You feel what I'm saying? But just in general, you know, he just need to keep it cool and keep it calm and keep it chill and just relax. You understand what I'm saying? I think what happens is that since they broke up and now they're getting back together, he's putting the situation on such a high pedestal that he's making it a bigger deal than it needs to be. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and again, this is why I would be interested to know why they broke up or what was the situation or, you know, what was specifically going on, because then that could be a reason as to why he's so nervous or whatever it is. But just in general, he just needs to chill and relax, and that'll be it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, to me, she's an ex for a reason. Meaning that there was something about him that turned her off to make her want to break it up or end the relationship with him. And the fact that he said it even in there, that sometimes answers in the question, I feel, because he said it, I'm nervous. What man do you know gets nervous like that, especially with someone he's already been with?
Mm-hmm.
What I really think happened, and this might hurt some guys out there, but I think that the reason she came back to him was after she got done fucking the bad boy, the asshole. And what she tried to do was she thought, see, the thing a lot of women think, and this is where they go wrong, Ms. Lucario, they think you and I, are like them. So she thinks that when she meets let me use you as an example, because I love using examples, sir. When she meets a Mr. Lucario, from breaking up with this guy or meeting Miss Lucario during the relationship with this guy, she assumes that you are weak, you have no spine, you have no balls, so she can use her feminine wiles to hook you in. And once she realized that you weren't down for that shit, I think she went back to him because she knew that he would take her back. But that, I think that's what happened. But on the other end, the problem I see here is that he is going to lose her again because you got to know you. You got to see, women want assertive. Women want men who know what they're doing. And if you're nervous with someone you've already been with, then in her eyes, she's going to see you as a loser. What you got on that, man?
Right. Nah, and that's some real shit, though, because, like, again, like, a lot of times, and this is unfortunate because, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's also good because then it gets guys to learn, is that women, for example, you know, like, guys learn a lot of pickup artist type of stuff.
Yes.
Or even if you're, you know, learning just, like, you know, how to attract women or whatever it is, right? Women are responding to you knowing what you're doing. They don't necessarily know that you probably learned how to do that or you were taught how to do it. They just think, oh, this, you know, I met this guy or I'm with this guy and I feel good. I feel good around this masculine dude. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the thing is, you know, if a guy's all nervous and he doesn't know what to do and all this other stuff, you know, like, you could tell this girl, like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, I don't really know what I'm doing. Could you give me, like, you know, a few weeks to figure some shit out? And, like, she don't give a fuck. She just knows what she's feeling at the moment. And she sees that you're the type of guy that is not being that type of dude that she's interested in or attracted to. And then she may end up bouncing. So this guy already, since, again, he's making it such a big deal, you know what I'm saying? He may end up losing out on this chick, you know, the second time. You see what I'm saying? So I definitely see what you're saying with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he's lost already. I mean, just by his demeanor, he's just, again, there was a reason why she left him. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why she came back.
Right.
But he, again, why are you nervous about someone who probably left you or cheated on you, fucked a bunch of guys and came back? Why are you? That's what's funny. A lot of women do that shit. A lot of women will go out, break up, fuck a bunch of guys, and then they pussy look like chewed up meat, and they come crawling back with a sob story of, you know, I just needed to find myself, and, you know, I just wasn't happy with this, and I, you know, I'm just a woman. You gotta understand. Please take me back. And they're like, okay, I'll take you back. Nah, fuck that shit, man. So you got the floor, bro.
Oh, man. Hilarious. Crazy. All right, so let me look up this email real quick. Hold on. All right, so this one says, it says, how's it going? I have an issue. I've been talking to this same girl for a while, and she keeps flirting with me. Then she will stop flat out ignore me. Then she will flirt with me again and say all this stuff like getting married. Then she ignores me again like she doesn't care. My question is, how do I make her actually want me for real and stop playing games with me?
Whoa, Mr. Licario, wait. Let me get this straight. She flirts with him, showing him that she wants to get with him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do anything, and then she goes away. She right. flirts with him, trying to show her that she wants to get with him, and he does nothing and she goes away. Right. And the question you're asking is, how do I get her to do what again?
He said, how do I get her to actually want me for real and stop playing games?
You know, sometimes, you know, I always say this, and this just goes perfectly. Sometimes some people are so far in the forest, big dog, they can't even see the trees that are in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is showing you that, and this is what women do, and this is, I don't know, some of this odd behavior, but they'll show a guy that they're really interested in.
Mm.
And these guys, again, when you are what I call world is flat thinking, you can't read the lines. You can't see, and they portray it in society and movies. You know, the woman's all flirty with the guy. He doesn't even notice the woman trying. Matter of fact, I saw a commercial of a bitch in college fixing her room up, fixing her hair up, had a boy over her dorm, them by themselves, and them bitches are sitting on the bed studying. A lot of these guys cannot read between the lines when a woman is really interested in them, because in their eyes, they never think that they're good enough to have a woman interested in them. So the problem is that she's trying everything she can, but saying, you know, I like you, because I think if she did that, she would lose respect for him. And I think that's the problem with these guys, Ms. Lucario. They don't see what's happening. So the problem is what can I do to get her to like me? Is what are you going to do to open your eyes and realize she's throwing the pussy on you, putting it on a platter, saying take it, and you ain't doing nothing with it, Ms. Lucario?
Right, real talk. And that's I'm like, yo, the girl is showing you interest. So at that point when she's showing the interest, why is he not doing anything? You see what I'm saying? Because he's saying, you know, when is she going to actually want me for real and stop playing games? And I'm like, he seemed like the one that's playing games.
Yes.
If you look at it objectively, because she's the one showing interest, but he's not doing nothing about it. Yes. Really saying, oh, she's doing this, and then she stops, he's doing this, and he stops. It's like, so what are you doing when she's doing this thing of showing you that interest? What are you doing to take charge to actually get the situation from point A to point B? You understand? Because what guys don't understand is that when a girl is showing you interest and you don't do anything, she sometimes takes that as a rejection.
Yes.
She takes it as, oh, well, I guess maybe he's not into me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But she may still keep coming back, because if she still likes you, she's going to try, you know, try it again or whatever it is. But at a certain point, she's going to stop doing it because she's going to feel, well, I guess this guy's uninterested. So if you're not doing anything and taking, you know, control of that situation to make something happen, then, you know, it's going to, you know, be messed up. And then you're not going to make anything go down. You see what I mean? So the thing is, you have to make sure that when the situation arises, that you actually do something, make it happen at that moment. Because, you know, none of this would have been happening, all this back and forth, if you would have just took charge in the first place and then made the situation go in a certain direction. You see what I mean? So that's what it is.
You know, it's one thing, Ms. Lucario, if she puts her bid in and then you like, okay, what are we going to do? What's up? You know what I mean? All right, I recognize that you're trying to get at me. What's up? What you trying to do? And then all of a sudden, Ms. Lucario, she starts playing them. Then she starts going away. Then what I call, then start to play games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different scenario. And
right.
That's when you say, look, man, leave me the fuck alone. You know, you're on that silly shit. That's when you're playing games. But in this scenario, Mr. Lucario, she's trying to show him she's interested in him. But because of his level of where he's at, he can't read the signs.
Mm-hmm.
And all she's doing is doing it over and over and over again. But yet, what's odd is in that email, Mr. Carr, and I want to get your thought on this. Where's the email of, okay, when she's flirt with me, I did this. When she said that, this is what I did. Nothing whatsoever. I didn't read that in there. Maybe you, I don't know. That's why I'm about to ask you. But I didn't see anything of what he did when she flirted, which told me he did nothing, which told me he would, again, with a lot of guys scared. See, real quick, Ms. Carr, see, here's the thing. A lot of guys think that the fear of failure is the worst fear that they have. Sometimes the sun, the moon, and stars all line up, and that chick you always wanted to fuck is going to give you play. And the worst fear that these guys have is the fear of success. I think when she was flirt with him, he was so thrown off, he was scared because I don't know what to do. I've never been in this situation. What do I say? How do I handle this? So I think the more the problem is not the woman, it's more like him. But what's your take on that, man?
Right. No, I agree, because it's funny, because in the email he said, you know, the chick flirted with him and stopped and ignored him. Then she said he flirted with me again. And then he said she would say all this stuff about marriage or whatever. And then she ignored. And I'm like, so you basically told me she's flirted with you like two or three times. And nowhere in the situation where he said he did anything. So that's the thing. And that's the problem with a lot of guys, is that guys aren't taking action. Like I always, you know, say you got to strike when the pussy's hot. You feel what I'm saying? So when a girl is showing you, because dudes always say, oh, I'm going to wait for a girl to choose me. Right. So this girl is choosing. So what's going on right now then? Why are you not making that move? And like you said, some of these guys, they have this thing where, you know, they've been dealing with failure so much with women that when a girl is actually showing interest, they can't even believe it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he needed even more confirmation.
Yes.
That she was into him.
Yes.
But see, what was throwing him off was her showing interest and then not showing interest and then showing interest again. But what he didn't realize is the part of her, one, because he wasn't really taking charge at the moment, and two, because he's also dealing with a woman. And what guys don't understand when you're dealing with women is that women are very wishy-washy a lot of times because of the way that they go all based off of their feelings at the moment. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And based off of how you deal with a woman's feelings for you get stronger as you progress in the situation or the relationship you're dealing with her. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So at this moment, her feelings are just sort of back and forth because you haven't even done anything yet because you haven't took in the situation to that next level. You see what I mean? And so this is why the guy's confusing. He's not really understanding what's going on because he's not doing his part in the situation to move forward and make something happen.
There's no part, and that's what I'm saying. And it's sad that, and this happens a lot, women, these guys don't understand. Some women, there's something quirky about them, something we don't know. I don't know what it is about them. She likes them. She's flirting with them. She's trying to show him that, you know, I'm interested. You know, some women will instead of saying, you know, because it's not porn, because she ain't just going to walk up and say, let me suck your dick type shit. She's
right.
Like, you know what? You know, I like you. I'm showing you interest. I'm trying to pull this out of you. Say, look, I'm here. See me. I'm trying to get at you. Oh, you're frustrating. I'm leaving. Now, let me try it again. Same thing. Oh, you're frustrating. That whole thing. See, that's the problem that a lot of people are having, man. But again, man, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if y'all have a question. But you got anything else on that, Mr. Licario?
Nah, we good. We can go to the next question.
All right. Now, this is kind of a long one, shit. All right. There's this 25-year-old woman I've been talking to for a couple of weeks now. Last weekend, we went to a bar, and she took me home the whole night. Took me home the whole night at the bar. I don't know what that means. I'm just reading what he's saying. She kept me saying, I'm not going to, she kept saying, I'm not going to date you. Let me see. And then we ended up sleeping together that night, unfortunately. What? Anyway, I'm just reading this shit. Unfortunately. Huh. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. I really like her, and I would like to date her, but she keeps sending me mixed signals, like having phones. Dude, I'm just reading this. I'm just reading this. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slow down. I'm just going to read it. I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go. Okay. I really like her. I like to date her, but she keeps sending me mixed signals, like having phone sex with me, then ignoring me a little bit the next day. I'm not sure if it's because she's busy at work or she's just uninterested. I tried doing hot and cold with her, but nothing works. She's just got out of a 1-year relationship a week before and started talking before we started talking. She said that in the future that we could end up dating, but everything's going to be on hold because she doesn't know where she's at. Anyway, let me keep scrolling down this shit. I ask her over and over again to stay tonight. She usually doesn't respond, and we'll text every day. I'm starting to have feelings for her, and I would like to date her, even if it's an open relationship. Jesus fuck. I'm very secure with myself and don't think monogamy is 100% necessary. So do you have any idea what should I do? I need some help. This shit is fucking.
Man.
Fuck, man. Fuck, Licario.
This dude, hold on. Let me tell you what's going on. I know exactly what's going on with this guy, man. What's happening really is that the chick, she likes him, but she's just like, she's chilling. She's having a good time. She's, you know, hooking up. And this is what I think some guys have a hard time understanding is that sometimes chicks they just want to hook up with you at that moment, at that certain point. You understand what I'm saying? meaning that a girl, see, guys think that women are always looking to get into a relationship or get into something long term right now. You feel what I'm saying? Because like he just said, she just broke up. She's probably on some, I'm just trying to chill and whatever. I'm not trying to do anything crazy. But he's so sprung that he's trying to force a situation with her. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so by him, you know, trying to force that, that's going to be the thing that's probably going to make her, you know, ignore him and drive her away from him. You understand what I'm saying? Because, and this is the thing. Again, this is like what we saw about the other email when I was saying that women are sort of wishy-washy. Guys got to understand that women, they, you know, you probably heard this thing where they say women are like cats. It's like, you know, they'll come to you when they're ready sometimes. But if you're trying to force the shit, you know, they're going to just run away. They're not going to want to be fucking with you. But if you just chill, they'll come back to you when they come back to you. So he needs to just chill, hook up with this girl, and just keep that shit pushing. If she wants to get with him on some date and stuff, and, or they continue to keep seeing each other, that will happen organically. But he's trying to force something that isn't really there at the moment. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about when he was talking about being in an open relationship, and I'm in an open relationship, and I take offense to when people say, because it sounds like he's trying to use the aspect of an open relationship in a needy type of way. He's like, well, I'll just be in an open, I don't care. I'll just, you know, you can go with other dudes. I just want to be with you no matter what. Like that's, he's trying to come at it from a needy perspective, which is not good. You see what I'm saying? Yes. So his whole energy is coming off needy, which is going to, you most likely end up making the girl want to bounce. You see what I'm saying? Or not want to fuck with him. Because he's already saying that she's not returning his calls as much or whatever, something like that. And that's because he's coming off with that needy energy. He's trying to make that happen. And it's like, yo, just chill, relax, hook up with the chick, and just, you know, let the shit play out how it naturally should. You feel what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, you always, I always tell guys, especially y'all guys out here right now, if you're 18 to 30, even beyond 30 and everything, and you're not real, you should be out here. I mean, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but you guys should have at least 10 women. Let me back that up. You should have at least 3 women in your city. You should have at least, Macario, please do the math, because I just write the numbers down, because I'm just giving the numbers out. You should have at least 3 women in the city. You should have at least 5 women outside the city in different other city pockets around your area. You should have at least 2 to 3 women in every state. I don't know about Wyoming or Dakota, so you take those out. And then you should have a few bitches outside the country. I mean, this is the bare minimum you guys should have, period. Period. There's no excuse why you couldn't have that many women, bare minimum. Bare minimum, especially for a guy that doesn't know anything about women. Bare minimum. So when you look at this, you can see that he doesn't know what he's doing. And this is where I won't talk too much about sex, but it shows when you don't know how to fuck, make out, kiss, eat pussy, dirty talk. When you don't know any of that stuff, this is what you get right here. Because when you're doing it correctly, she is going to beat your door down wanting to spend the night with you. She's going to be calling you all the time, texting you, see what's going on with you. So you know his fuck game is terrible. But his fuck game is still on the same level of his mindset, because it all connects here. And the thing is that, you know, if I text somebody to come over to my place and she is bullshitting, she falls behind. She goes to the back of the line, because right. I got other ones to line me up. And see, what happens is you guys are doing what this guy does. You guys don't, a lot of these guys don't get women. So if they get a sniff of a woman or an opportunity to get a chance with one woman when they should have more than 10, they put all their eggs in the basket. They put everything they have in this one woman, because I'd rather have half a woman than no woman at all. So you hear what he's saying. I'm catching feelings for her. you know, why is she doing this to me? Why is she doing that? And the reason is because she doesn't respect him. She is not turned on by him. And again, she's just using him until she finds something better. What's your take on that, Ms. Lucario?
Yes, it's crazy that, and my thing again is like, you know, he just needs to chill out. And that's the thing that dudes don't understand. Like, you can't, a girl is not a girl. See, the girls are going to want you. That's what's going to make them really gravitate to you. You see what I'm saying? When it's like she's chilling and you're the one, you know, chasing after her, you know what I'm saying? That's not a good combination. You see what I mean? It should be her trying to get at you and trying to really make something happen with you. Because see, the thing is, when a woman likes you, right, and she's feeling you and she's trying to holler at you, whatever it is, and you're like, okay, cool, I got this girl on my team or this girl I can fuck with, that's a more natural progression of things. When you're chasing after the woman, the fact that you're chasing her automatically makes you unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
So you already lost her by doing that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the thing is that, like you're saying, sometimes these chicks, they stick around and they'll, like, you know, entertain certain things until something better comes along, because
yes,
at that point she realizes that you're not the type of man she thought you was, because you're sitting there, like, you know, belly aching over her, chasing her, you know, calling her, trying to get her to sleep over when she doesn't want to. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the girl should be at your house after you hooked up trying to sleep over, not you begging her to sleep over. You know what I'm saying? You see what I mean? So you got to see what's really going on in this situation. And so let's say if the girl is not trying to sleep over, let's say I hook up and she's like, oh, you know, it's getting late, I should go. Then be like, all right, cool, peace out. You understand? Let her go. You understand? You have to maintain that frame of, I'm cool with whatever's going on. I'm not going to be up here, you know, like chasing after your ass or whatever. And so by doing that, she's going to be wondering, damn, like, you know, does he really like me or what's going on? And that gets her thinking, that makes her more attracted to you. That gets her chasing you at the end of the day. You see what I'm saying? But if you are up there noticing she's sort of just being lax about it, or sort of just, you know, walking away, and you're trying to grab onto her ankle, talk about, no, don't leave, stay, I want to be with you, that's not going to fly. You see what I'm saying? So you guys got to understand that. And the thing is, like Steve, you were saying, if you got more women, you're not going to be, you know, wondering about this one girl, or you see what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes, because they're in the scarcity mindset, that's why they're not getting to the point where they want to get with women. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's crazy out there, man.
Well, and I just want to say something real quick. It's funny. She was like, he said at the bar, she kept saying, I'm not going to date you. I'm not going to date you.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you how Steve did. Hey, look, let me tell you something. It's all good. Hey, look, check it out. Look. I want to let you know this right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ease your mind. I am not here to fuck up what you have. If you got a husband or a boyfriend, hey, look, I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to bug you. When you want me, pull me out of the closet like a dildo, use me up, and put me back in. I respect the fact you don't want that. That's fine. Look. I'm not pushing for a relationship. That's cool. That's how it should be. That's how you should talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you should have the discussion. But like he said, he's catching feelings, because you can always tell. And again, when we say, Lucario, if we can tell it, they can tell it.
Right.
You can always tell someone who never had pussy or never had women before by their behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
See, you and I, she would tell you, well, Mr. Cario, you know, I don't want to date. I don't want to. You'd be like, all right, cool. Come on. Hey, baby, it's good. We good. You had to tell me twice.
Right.
But when someone doesn't get anyone, kind of like your email with, I mean, not your, yeah, the email with the flirting guy.
Right.
Just like with him, if he even gives or catches wind of this, he's going to catch feelings. Well, I think he's already caught feelings for her, because he liked the chick anyway. But this is what happens. When you throw all your eggs in a basket without learning about the chicken, you're fucked. Because,
mm-hmm.
And then here's the problem. The guys don't know about the basket, and the guys don't even know about women enough to realize that, you know what, she's playing you. Matter of fact, she's just using you for fucking sex. Accept it, move the fuck on, and fuck other people.
Mm-hmm.
You got the floor, Mr. Cario.
Exactly. And that's the funny part. But again, the reason why guys don't understand this is because they keep thinking that every woman is looking for a boyfriend right now. So what happens is that if these guys want her, they think, well, maybe if I prove that I'm going to be a good boyfriend, maybe if I show her more interest, then she'll want to be my girlfriend or whatever. And it's like, dude, they're you know, because you got even guys who think that, you know, they'll say, well, you got to lie to a girl and pretend you want something more than sex so that she'll have sex with you. I'm like, you don't need to do that because there's girls who actually just want to hook up with you. But only guys who don't understand women will come up with some nonsense like, oh, let me lie to her and pretend I want something more so I can get sex. You understand? And so there's some girls who will just want to use you for the dick. You see what I'm saying? And so he doesn't realize he's dealing with one of those girls at this moment. Maybe later on she may want something more. But again, you got to give her that space to realize that if that's what she's going to want. And that's when she's going to start chasing you for that. And if you want to make it happen at that point, then you make it happen. But these guys, they're trying to force or trying to create a certain type of situation because they're going off of this, like they watch too many damn movies. They think, well, maybe if I try harder, maybe if I go up to her job with flowers and sing to her, right? I you know, I bring out, what's that movie with the dude with the radio?
I was just about to say, hold the radio in the
apartment or
house
with the radio.
Yeah. Cusick. John
guys
Cusick,
be thinking that shit is real.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, I got to do more, try more, fucking, you know, stalk this chick. And then she's going to end up wanting to be my girl. And it's like, dude, like, you're not, it's not, it doesn't work like that in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so,
yeah.
It's crazy.
In the real world, when the motherfucker held up the radio and old girl poked her head out the window, the motherfucker who's fucking her, he poked his head out the window and be like, hey, man, can you turn the station to rap while I'm fucking your girl? That's how it should have been in the real world. Because this is what happened. See, y'all guys, a lot of guys think you need to romance these women. Romance is something that is earned for a woman. You don't just give romance. You just don't give respect. You just don't give your hard-earned money to buy her a fucking drink or take her out to eat. That's y'all's problem. Y'all have been ingrained and lied to all your lives, handed down information, all this bullshit y'all listen to on YouTube, shit you watch on TV, and you even listen to fucking women, which I don't even understand how you do that shit. But you do all that shit to culminate to you thinking that, okay, I need to be more sweet and more romantic. And it just doesn't work, man. But you got the floor, Mr. Lucario.
Real talk. All right, let me get to this next question. All right, so this one says, hey, Ms. Lucario, I'm 20. And have been dating this girl for 2 months. She caught me texting another chick on Instagram, and I regretted it instantly. I took full responsibility and asked for another try, and she said okay, and that she just wanted to be in my arms and have a fresh start without a break. After that, we have been texting, but she won't respond to my texts or Snapchats, so I give her the space so she'll miss me, and she will FaceTime me for about 10 minutes at night, and then leave. What should I do to get it back to the point that it once was, for her to trust me again and be all into me? All right, so what's your thoughts on that?
I don't ever understand why anybody that age would do a great disservice to himself and be with just one woman in a relationship. On the other side of the street here, I don't consider at that age, I never had a girlfriend. I had what was known as a number two or number one. Mm-hmm. Never a girlfriend. That means if I wanted to spend time with somebody, if I wanted to go to a movie and I wanted some company, if I wanted to hang out with somebody, I'm calling my number one. Mm. Not a girlfriend, a number one. And 631, oh, okay, 631 dropped off. Okay. But but the thing is this. Why do you fucking young kids want girlfriends when you can fuck these women everywhere? Why do you want to settle down, Mr. Lucario? The problem is 2 months? Man, you ain't, man, look, man, you need to go ahead and give her walking papers, charge that shit, and start finding other. You need to go back and talk to the chick he got caught with. He needs to go back to her. Because you know what? At that age, I'm not looking for a relationship. Matter of fact, hey, even at this age, I would say the same thing. I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want any of that stuff. I'm just trying to chill and find someone with some common interests. That's it. And you know what? And that's an honest truth. Now, if it turns into a relationship, that's different. But I'm not going to lie to her and sit here and say, well, you know, hey, look, I want a girlfriend. But this is what this guy did. You're 20 years, Lucario, you know, and real quick, I get all you. All us old heads look at kids today and just say to ourselves, I wish there was some type of flux capacitor to be able to be able to let us be either in high school or college right now. In this day and age, with women giving pussy away like it's Halloween candy, just let me be that motherfucker, 20-year-old motherfucker,
right,
in prime of his life, in a Serengeti. In a world where you have access to every woman around the world and women are throwing the pussy away, do you think I'm going to have a fuck? I couldn't even spell girlfriend. What the fuck is that at 20, Ms. Lucario?
Nah, it's funny because, like, I'm reading this and I'm like, he says he's 20 and he said they've been together for 2 months. And the funny part is, I'll be telling guys, like, even if you want to have a girlfriend, how do you make a chick your girlfriend and it's been 2 months? Like, that's so, you know what I mean? Like, that's so quick. So you met this chick and y'all been just together for 2 months and now this is the girl is your girl. Then on top of that, what he said was she caught him talking to someone. And I'm like, first of all, like you were saying, he shouldn't have had it where it's like this monogamous committed relationship. It should have been like, hey, listen, we kicking it and I'm going to be kicking it with other girls.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And now at this point, he's saying that he said that they've been texting, but then she stopped responding after a while. And he's saying that trust me anymore. And see, now he's got himself in a situation where instead of having fun, hooking up with girls, you know, doing his thing, he's like he sounds like a guy who's in his 40s in a bad marriage right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, or some weird shit. I'm like, dude, why are you worrying about this girl not texting you back? And on top of that, if this is your girl, why is she not texting you back? And why are you staying with a girl in a relationship who's not texting you back? You see what I'm saying? So why are you even involving yourself in this nonsense? My thing for him is he need to let this girl know, like, if he likes her and wants to still kick it with her, like, listen, I like you and all that, but some things going to change around here. What's going to change is I'm going to be doing my thing. You feel what I'm saying? You can still roll with me, but I'm going to do my thing. So don't worry about who I'm texting, who I'm hitting up on Snapchat. And if you want to roll, you roll. If not, we don't got to do all that. You feel what I'm saying? But again, a lot of these dudes, like I was saying before, they've been watching all these movies and all this other crazy stuff. And, you know, they've been indoctrinated and conditioned with all this romance and, oh, I got to, you know, do this for the girl. It's like, no, this is the type of shit you get into. You at 20 years old, even worrying about this type of nonsense. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I think before any young man even thinks about a relationship or even thinks about really being serious with a woman or even thinks about marriage with a woman, 952, we bring it in 1 second. I think they need to have an orgy, threesomes, have a husband, film him fucking his wife,
right?
Live, you know what I mean? Just live, fuck a bunch of women, you know, do crazy shit. Like I used to go to dinner. I used to call one bitch from the north side, one from the south side, and have them both come and join me,
right,
and play games. I mean, just have fun with your life. Don't, right now, you guys are too young to settle down with a woman and make her your girlfriend. Look, you can make her your number two, make her your number three, Don't put that title girlfriend on that shit. Just make her a chick that you when I want to fuck, I look for you. But let me go ahead and grab this call real quick, and then we'll continue real quick. 952 did, can I bring this mug? Yeah, hold on a second. 952, did you have a question, sir?
Hey, Dean, this 952 for 2 weeks ago, man. You gave me the products for free on your birthday, dog, man. Shit has been crazy, bro. I've been too busy to call into the show the past couple weeks. It's been going crazy. I just want to say thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. Everything is good over here, man. It is amazing. I just want to show love and appreciation, man, and say thank you for what you're doing, man, because you changed the world for me, man. You changed the world.
We'll throw you back in. Yeah, we got to continue with the show. But, yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate the love, 952. Just call back later on tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll chop it up more. But we're just trying to answer questions right now. Okay, man?
Oh, that's all right. I just had to show the love, man. That's all good.
All right, respect, man. Respect. We'll throw you in respect. Much love to you. But anyway, guys, 515-605-9373 is the number. Is it my turn, Mr. Carl? It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's my turn. Okay, let me go ahead and read this one. Guys, y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. This girl and I went on a date last Monday. We both seemed to agree that it went very well. Fuck, man. However, that night, I texted her the following. Hey, her name. Thanks so much for an awesome time today. She didn't respond. So I'm wondering, should I text her again? If so, when? And what should I text her? Fuck.
Nah, you don't need to text her again, bro.
Fuck.
You don't need to text her again. It's a wrap, my dude. It's over. I'm sorry. Pack it up. Move on to the next chick. It's a wrap. It's charged into the game. See, look, when you go out with a chick and you hit her up or you text her some shit after the date or whatever, or let's say even if you hook up with a chick, you text her, and she doesn't respond, that's basically showing no interest. You see what I'm saying? Because if you went on a date and you're doing everything right and she's feeling you and everything is, like gelling and working out, she's thinking about you. She's, wondering about you. She can't wait to see you again. You feel what I'm saying? So when you text her and she doesn't respond, that means she just ain't really interested. You see what I'm saying? That's all it is. It's real simple. So I think a lot of guys, what they'll do is that they'll try to rationalize a lot of different things and say, oh, well, maybe she's busy, maybe this, maybe that. You know, now it's one thing if you text a girl and, 15 minutes passed by and she didn't text, that's one thing. But if you texted her and a whole day passed and she hasn't gotten back to you, that's not a good sign. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I gotta, before I even say what I want to say, hold on, let me see. I gotta find this right here. Here we go. Let me see here. Let me play this real quick.
Girls, why don't you give it to them one more time? That's who's standing here today. The world heavyweight champion. Only one. And you're looking. Oh, girls, I can't stand it. Now I got to talk. We all got to be quiet. Woo! Talking Ric Flair. They all want to know. They all want to know. Woo! What's causing all this? You know what it is? Intensified. You're talking about all man, Ric Flair.
Woo! Look, I had to play that because I don't ever, ever, ever talk to a woman and agree that everything went well. Because I know when you get with me, we're having a great time. You get with me, it's going to be the time of your life. You get with me, you get the opportunity of my time, then I promise you when you get that, when you cash in that Willy Wonka golden ticket and get into my motherfucking amusement park, you're going to have the best time you ever had. So I don't have to agree on shit because I know I embody all those things. I know I'm fun. But as soon as he had to agree that it went well, he had lost her right then because he is looking and seeking her approval to see if everything went well. Okay? That's number one. Number two, when you think boring thoughts, you walk out your door a boring man. When you meet a woman, you're boring, and she gives you an opportunity, a chance to take her out and spend your money on her, buying her dinners, buying her drinks, buying her meals and all that other shit to prove to her that you're not boring. But she realizes that you are boring. And then what even makes it worse is you're saying, thanks so much for an awesome time. What was so awesome about it? Because if it was awesome, she would be telling you you're having a great time. You know, one thing I'm throwing to you, Ms. Carl, you know what I always notice that's funny that a lot of you guys don't understand is when you are a great time and you take a woman out, the first thing she's going to do, fellas, and get your crayons out on this. First thing she's going to do after she realizes she's having a great time, she's going to say, Miss Lucario, the bad boy of the bad boy membership. You know what? I see why all the girls like you. Mm-hmm. I see why all the women want to get in touch with you. I just want to know, why isn't it that you don't have a woman? You're an amazing guy. Oh, my God, you've given me the time of my life. What is it? What do I need to do, the woman? I need to do to please you. And that's the problem, Mr. Lucario. You got the floor. I'm going to shut the fuck up. You got the floor.
you know, again, like, see, what you're talking about, too, is, like, that value. And I did a video about this the other day where it's like, you know, a lot of dudes don't understand their value, and so, therefore, the women don't see it. And but also, too, what guys don't understand is how much women are yearning and thirsty to be with a guy who's an attractive man, a real man, a masculine dude, a guy who they really want to, you know, they're thinking about and they're, you know, they can't wait to see again. Like, they want all of that stuff. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, because he's asking why, you know, she hasn't returned the call, should he text her again and all this other stuff. And the thing is, you guys don't have to try that hard to get a woman to hit you up or whatever. The thing is, if she's feeling that, she's going to hit you up. She's going to holler at you. You see what I'm saying? And if she isn't, then she's not interested. And sometimes she's not interested because you may have been on a date doing certain things that, you know, created a situation where she was like, maybe at first she was feeling you, and then later on it was like, oh, I don't really know. You feel what I'm saying? And so that could also happen too. You see what I mean? This is why the game is so important, because you want to make sure that, because if you go through the trouble of, you know, let's say you meet a girl at a bar, you get a number, and then you go on a date with her, or let's say you talking to some girl online and you get her to come out to meet you on a date. You don't want to go through all that trouble, then get to the date, and then the date is kind of like, you know, is this kind of whack? And then you want to end up seeing her again, and she's not returning your calls or hitting you up or whatever it is like that. So you want to make sure that you know what you're doing when you get to that point first, so that you don't waste your time, you know, keep doing this over and over again and getting those same, you know, whack type of results when it comes to dealing with chicks. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, real quick. I just want to say sometimes, guys, we got 7 minutes left in the show. But what I want to say real quick is this, is that sometimes, Ms. Lucario, you got to get rid of the bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm saying sometimes you have such a great time, she wants to have more of your time. She wants to call you all the time. She wants to go out all the time. She wants to have the experience all the time. And that's when you have to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe I'm being too much of a good time. Maybe I need to water that shit down a little bit, because this motherfucker over here thinking that she got a shot at the title. She got a shot at my last name. And, bitch, we just met. So fuck that. I need to calm myself down, because I'm giving her the impression that she's got a shot. And I don't think a lot of guys realize that's the power of a man. We got that presence. But anyway, Mr. Cario, you got the floor for the last email, sir.
All right, cool. So this one's a short one. It almost reminds me of the first email, but it says, I have this girl at my school who keeps flirting with me, but I don't know what to do. She keeps complimenting me on my clothes and telling me how handsome I look, What should I do? How do I get her to go out with me?
Well, first off, let's throw out the go out with you. You that's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. What I need you to do is this. What I need you to do is I need you to go to the furniture store and buy the most expensive couch you can. The one that's really soft, that has the fibers in it, Lucario, that when you're sitting in it, you just feel, oh, so comfortable. And then what I need you to do is go to the gym and do a bunch of exercises to build up your shoulder muscle, preferably your left shoulder. Just keep pumping and pumping and pumping and build your shoulder up. Because what you need to be is that sucker friend of hers that when Miss Lucario busts her ass open or she wants to bitch about Miss Lucario, she comes over your house and cries on your goddamn shoulder on your fucking couch, because that's all you're going to get. Because you guys don't understand that if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, that is going to be your end result. That or not getting her at all. Miss Lucario?
Right, and that's the thing. Like, I'm like, okay, you're saying she's flirting with you, she's complimenting you, and then your question is, how do I get her to go out with me? That's like, it's just so weird that would be the question. A lot of guys out here nowadays is that, you know, it's one thing where, in general, you're like, hey, how do I get girls? How do I talk to them? Whatever. But when you got a girl throwing it at you, showing you that she's interested, and you're still asking, how do I make it happen? That means you gotta step up your game heavy. Like, you're not even in the situation, you're not even in the game at this point, because you're not realizing what you're supposed to do. Because when it's laid out for you on a platter, you still don't even know what to do. That's crazy. So even if you were to, even if I were to tell you what to do as far as, okay, do this, this, and this, and then set up a date and go out with her. When you go out with her, you're probably not going to know what to do when you go out with her. You feel what I'm saying? And then you're going to mess that up. You feel what I mean? Yeah. And so let's say I tell you, okay, hey, go out with her. And then when you're on the date, do this, this, and this. And then you do all of that. And then you're going to mess up the next step of you trying to hook up or whatever it is. So the thing is, a lot of times I think guys need to really understand and take this game seriously so that they'll know what to do when these situations arise. Because when the situation arises where it's already being handed to you and you still don't know, that's a problem. You see what I'm saying? That's crazy. Like, this should not even, at this point of the game, this should not even be the issue. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But unfortunately for some guys, it is. And this is why guys need to really take heed to the game and understand what they need to do. You see what I'm saying?
No, Mr. Carr, you're 1,000% right, fam. And this is why we always try to tell you guys that you can't go around trying to figure this stuff out yourself, because all you're going to do is either frustrate yourself or lose. For me, I can't speak for Mr. Cario, but for me, I had to find a mentor, Mr. Cario. I mean, I was kissing girls, being in the bushes with them. I was doing shit, but that's like a Jedi that's like Luke Skywalker without Obi-Wan's help. You know what I mean? I was doing shit, but I still didn't know shit. I didn't know shit, but I was getting girls, but I didn't know shit. Mm-hmm. But when I got my mentor, Miss Lucario, it was at that point I started. It was like the fucking, every time I see the Matrix, when I saw the lines coming down, I started to see the world in a different perspective. I needed more. Give me more. Give me more information. Give me more. Teach me. And to a point where I woke up and I said, I know Kung Fu.
Right.
What's your
right.
take, Miss Carter?
Nah, real talk. That's what it is, man.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, Mr. Carter. Why don't you go ahead and give them your information before we go and roll, man?
Yeah, man. So, guys, make sure you go to MissLucario.com to get this book. The hard copy, ebook, or audiobook. Make sure you go to MissLucario.com to get this. Also, make sure you go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership, where you get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. And also, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at RealMrLucario on Instagram, all right?
And, guys, real quick for you guys out there, hey, we got a show at 2 o'clock East with motherfucking Rosebud. And but also remember, guys, the birthday package of all discounts are going to end this weekend, because we got to start preparing you guys for Halloween and pulling bitches on Halloween weekend. So we're going to start working on that at the end of this week. So go ahead and jump in there. Go ahead and click on my little cake ass baby picture. That's where you get all the discounts at. Follow the instructions. If you have any questions, send me an email at themanmindset.com. But anyway, Ms. Licario, I want to say thank you. Much love. I appreciate all that you are and all that you're going to be for these guys out there. We need more men like you, and it's an honor to call you family, man. So,
Yeah, bro, appreciate it.
Much
appreciate
love
it
to
all,
you.
Man.
Yeah, no.
I'll holler at you guys later.
No doubt. Right? All right, man. We will talk to y'all guys later, and y'all have a good one, man. Say we out, Ms. Licario. Get us out of here.